I am self-identifying me. I have many OCD tendencies.
I have to go to the bathroom and no one will take me home. What's wrong with the bathroom here? Pneumococcus, streptococcus, staphylococcus, and other assorted caucuses. Will you at least go with me to the restroom here so you can open the door and flush the urinal? No! This might be a good time to point out, Howard, that friendship requires a certain give and take. So,
The Big Bang Theory is not normally a show that I love, but I just relate to that so much.
I've seen you here and can confirm Katie is OCD manic.
I wipe things down, I line things up, I like things exactly how I like them. I think I get it from my mother. So growing up in our house, she would always be triple checking locked doors and windows, and she would be checking that everything was off before we left the house. I would watch her go around and check all of the PowerPoints, and then the stovetop, she would put her hand like one on each of the little plates to be like off,
the burners.
And she would say out loud, off, 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 and we would walk out the door. I think because she'd left it on a couple of times. She was teaching herself some good habits.
I don't want to be rude, but I feel like your mum is Rain Man.
No, my mum's the best. But it means now I do it. So as I'm leaving the house, I did it even this morning. I walk into the kitchen and I go off, 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 off. Oh, I know they're off. They haven't been on. And it's just part of leaving the house. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
And then as soon as when I shut the door, I hear it lock. I know it's locked. It locks from the inside. But I will get to the lift and I'll go back to check it at least once.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, every morning. Every morning.
Who are you?
I know. I'm a punish to myself. But at least I always know that my house is locked.
There's that.
And there's never going to be a fire because everything is 100% turned off.
Is that all? Is that as far as your neuroses go?
I mean, so many other parts of my life.
I feel like you're a person who has a jillion of these neuroses.
Like alarms on my phone, I'll set them and then I'll have to check that I've set them and then I'll check again before I finally close my eyes at night.
Look, that's not the worst bad habit to have.
There
are definitely worse
time.
Bad habits. Yeah. And at least to have everything under control. I get that. You know, checking things, being safe. I really can't get up you too much for that. I think it's pretty good.
I'm an organized person who likes to control every part of her life.
Yes.
What about you?
And everyone else's. No. I'm pretty basic. I suppose if anyone who's lived with me before knows that you probably see me flocking like a seagull around an open fridge.
Love it.
Yeah, I've got no dramas with just eating out of the fridge from an open fridge.
You're a filthy man.
Whatever, you know, I'll just crack open a Tupperware container and get straight in there. That's usually okay because it's my food.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's too bad to act like a pig in the fridge with my own food.
Sure.
But I know one thing that really does is a bad habit is I drink out of cartons in the fridge.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Milk was a bad choice.
So, I'll just...
Communal cartons?
Yeah, I'll just go straight for the milk or the juice and I'll just smash it straight out
that
of the fridge.
That is absolutely setting off my OCD tendencies.
I can imagine. We couldn't live together. There's no way that would happen.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, there's no way.
But we want to hear from...
Cool story, Hazel.
We want to hear from you. Give us a call. We're on 9805667 and we want to know about your bad habits. I'm sure that you've got plenty, just like us.
Yeah, I know I do.